In his first speech as governor, Bill Walker recounted his upbringing in Delta Junction and Valdez and how his family survived the 1964 earthquake. He said a good-paying job related to Alaska's pipeline boom changed his life. Only about a third of his 14-minute speech focused on policy matters. A key challenge for the new administration will be the budget. The state relies almost entirely on oil and gas for revenue. As their prices have fallen, so has state income.
Today, oil was hovering in the $70 range. We're heading for some lean times. There is no reason we cannot turn that around. We live in one of the most resource-rich states in the nation and one of the richest countries in the world.
Perhaps the biggest applause line came after this statement.
I told you that accepting expanded Medicaid was a high priority for me, and we will begin the wheels in motion today to begin accepting expanded Medicaid.
It was an issue that Walker and outgoing Governor Sean Parnell disagreed about. Walker also made this clear promise.
I vow to you that we will have an open and transparent government.
He cited the recent transition committee process that brought hundreds of diverse Alaskans together as an example. He said it was risky, but, quote, awesome. Moments after Walker was sworn in, the trappings of the governor's office in the Capitol building had also transitioned.
Good afternoon, Governor Walker's office. This is Suzanne. How may I direct your call?
Walker's currently the nation's only nonpartisan state governor. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.